Jeremy Bradley here, back in Montreal. You can see all the fun that we're having in the city here at montreal.jbonair.com. And I'm actually out on the water right now. I'm kind of in a really large boat, but it's a spa. And it's called Boat Up. I'm going to have you pronounce everything because I'm not doing it. Jean-Vivière. You do it.
Yeah, Genevieve or Genevieve. It's also very fine.
We're at Boda Boda Spa. How do you?
Yeah, Boda Boda Spa sur l'eau, spa on water.
Okay. So even just coming up here, it looks like it's a small place, but we've just done a tour. This place is huge.
It is actually, as I was saying earlier, it is actually one of the biggest spas in the province. We have the boat itself is on five decks, so which means in total it's around 3,000 square feet. And then you add the garden that we added 2 years ago, and we have another 25,000 square feet of spa commodities.
Oh, I was going to say, and there's hammocks everywhere. So basically, you know, you go up the stairs to the next level, and there's even more. You've got saunas, you've got steam rooms, you've got hot tubs, you've got everything here.
Well, we try to make sure that everyone finds their happy place here. So saunas, steam rooms, hot tubs, jacuzzis, outside, inside. So we make sure that everyone really enjoys their time here. We have facilities on the boat, and we do have some also in the garden. So and both of them really have a kind of a different atmosphere. On the boat, we really require people to keep silent. It really is a silence area. As for the garden area, we allow people to speak, you know, to have always a low voice. It still is a spa and a place to relax, but people are still allowed to speak in the garden area.
And we're in a restaurant. We won't get in trouble right now because the restaurant's not open yet. But let's just talk about what's behind me here. The views are incredible here.
Yeah, I think, and that's the idea behind Botabota. Botabota was really built to be a place where people could take in the scenery. It's right by the city downtown, so you have a view over downtown, over all Montreal, and then you have a view that is so neglected in Montreal, which is the St. Lawrence, and you have some parks. You see Habitat 67, which is a Montreal landmark, and then on some periods of the day you have ships coming by. You have also in the summer, not at the moment, but at the moment you don't have those, but you have just boats, people just going around in their personal boats. But it's really impressive also to see those huge ships coming in, docking. It really is something that is impressive.
And you make them be quiet too, though. They can't be very loud when they're coming in, right?
Actually, surprisingly, they are very quiet. We don't make them be quiet. They are surprisingly quiet.
Now, we are on the water, and one of the things that I said to you right when I got here was, you know, are we moving? Does this move at all? Because again, like you're saying, with the big ships coming in, that's going to move the water, right?
Well, the big ships actually don't move the water because they come in. They're coming to dock, so they come in at speed. I don't know, 1 kilometer per hour. I don't know. I'm guessing. So they don't make any waves. But when it's really windy, or when you have the icebreakers coming in the winter, these make bigger waves, and there is a slight movement of that you can notice, especially in the restaurant, a little bit less on the boat itself, because the boat is huge, you know. It's almost 200 feet long, 40 feet wide. So it's, you know, it's not your little chaloupe that you have at the cottage. It's a huge ship, so it takes a lot of energy to have it move, so it doesn't move that much.
That's a little bit more relaxing too, anyway, if you're rocking a little bit, right? If you're
Well, especially when you're in a hammock, right. or also you can see sometimes when it rocks a little bit, you can see the water in the tubs actually moving. Some people don't feel it, but they see it.
Right. Okay. So, well, you can see everything that we've done here. It's again montreal.jbonair.com. But where can people get more information about the spa?
Yeah, well, we're definitely on Facebook at Spa sur l'eau, or we visit our website, botabota.ca.
Bota, bota. There we go. Am I saying it right now?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Thanks so much for having us here today.
You're very welcome.